and welcome back to La Bonne Heure with Valley here on CITR 101.9 FM, located on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Got a really fun interview for you today with Lenny Rayan, and just a lot of music today, honestly. I'm sharing some of my favorite Canadian artists with you, and just really hoping you'll stick around and listen in. Thank you so much for tuning in. And just before we get started, of course, acknowledging that I am broadcasting from the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. So glad to have you tuning in. And right before we get chatting with Lenny, here is her song, Everything I've Ever Needed. Lenny Rayan, thank you so much for coming in to chat with me today. I thought we could start with a couple more like funner warm-up questions. We've both already experienced some, you know, Zoom technical issues, so that was a bit of a warm-up. But the first one, I thought the name Rayan kind of sounds like rain. So the fun little question that I came up with from that was, what's your favorite weather or season?
I don't know. I feel like it always changes because I always want what I can't have. So like when it's summer, I hate the summer. And then when it's winter, I hate the winter. I would say just like a good like plus 17 and like just no humidity.
October-ish vibe.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. I like
Maybe fall or spring. I like the in-between seasons.
I can feel that. I like that. And my second question was, you started, you know, you've been playing music for a while and you took piano lessons, you play the guitar, but if you could play any instrument, you wake up tomorrow morning and you can play any instrument like 100%, what would it be?
I feel like I would maybe drums. Just because I feel like I'm not very rhythmic. I don't know. I feel like it would help with everything, you know, if I just had some drum experience 100%, like I would say drums.
My last question was, you mentioned that you have a cat. I'm really interested to know your cat's name.
Wally.
Oh, that's so cute. What color is it?
Gray. She's like a Siamese mix.
Ooh.
She's actually my uncle's cat, but she's pretty much mine too.
You know, if they like you, they're just yours. Like that's just how it is.
I feel like they're really picky, so if they do like you, it's kind of like an honor.
True. I went on a walk the other day and there was kind of like a similar, I don't think Siamese, but like a gray cat by the side of the road. And I like stopped, and whenever I see a cat out in the wild, I'm always like, and usually they all like run away. But this one like came up and was like brushing against my leg, and I, you know, I just felt so special. It was great. It was like
you were chosen.
Yeah.
I actually used to be afraid of cats. I was in Cuba. I don't even remember it, but I like got scratched by a stray cat right in the middle of the palm of my hand. And it was like an orange cat.
Yeah.
And like since that, I was so young, so I kind of like barely remember. But since that moment, I I had to get introduced to cats again.
I feel like orange cats are kind of that stereotype of being a bit, you know,
a little bit angry.
Yeah, there you go. A little bit angry. Yeah, have some pent-up anger. Wonderful. So moving on to a little bit more of the music side of things, I was wondering if you could tell us more about how, you know, you started off getting into music. So with the piano and the guitar, like how did you discover that music was something that you liked and that you wanted to pursue?
I feel like it's a little funny, but I was young. I was like 6. And I saw a High School Musical just like playing on the TV.
Okay.
And I guess that influenced me because I was like, I want to do that. So I started taking like classical singing lessons and piano lessons, which I didn't always love. So it was classical, but I feel like I found my sound more now. That's just like completely different than classical. Even though I didn't like it, I feel like it did shape and it helped getting into music and the foundation of it.
Wow. So we have High School Musical to thank for your music. That's so
I know, it's a little cheesy. Yeah.
That's really funny. And so you're from Ontario, and I was wondering how you think growing up in Ontario and North Bay, if I'm not mistaken,
yeah,
how that's kind of influenced your music.
I don't know. I feel like it might have influenced it in a way where I kind of turned away from where I am because I feel like it's not as accepted to be doing music. Like everyone kind of will talk about it in a negative way. So I've turned to the internet. I can actually post my music and try to feel like fitting in.
And it's funny because even though you're from like North Bay, Ontario, a lot of your listeners on like Spotify, for example, come from really different locations. How do you think you've managed to reach such like a wide audience?
I'm still kind of new to marketing and stuff. I feel like last year was like the first year I really put out stuff that felt true to me. Actually just writing what I feel and being able to reach people that would like it. I feel like once you write what you like or like make the music you like, then people will see it and feel that it's genuine. If you're trying to please people, like it's just easy to see through like a brand. Even for me, when it's more organic and I'm looking up to an artist, I just like when I can see through it.
And you've also said that, you know, visuals are something that inspire you a lot, like taking photos or videos, things like that. Do you think that they inspire the music as a whole or just like lyrics or just... Do you get inspiration for like an idea to then write the lyrics? How do you think that those like visuals really impact your music?
Definitely. Sometimes I'll see a photo and it could just spark a feeling that I want to write about or just the tone of I tend to lean towards more like sad swingy melodies regardless, but just like seeing something like colors, all of that, like it really fits into the song. Like Me and You, that song is like red and pink to me, and also February for some reason. It's just like a really love song, and like it's not a picture, but it's just each song has a feeling. And I've heard a lot of artists say the same thing, where it's just each one has like a color, or but I really feel that. And then with art, or like if I see paintings or like pictures in general, like I can definitely just take inspiration from that and put it into something.
I think that's really beautiful. I really love imagery and like visual music. And I think you describing like Me and You as pink in February, like it does really make sense after having like listened to the song. And so I'm wondering, you've released Everything I've Ever Needed and it's your latest single. Congratulations. Very exciting.
Thank you.
And so I was wondering how you would describe that single in kind of a similar maybe visual sense or like a feeling or what you want to convey through that song.
I think loose and fun, especially with the video. We just kind of went to like some country roads and just like ran around with the camera, and there was really no idea of what the video was going to be. It was just, let's try to make a video. And I just think letting go, and like the whole message of the song is really just not trying to get caught up in what a lot of people are caught up in, prioritizing what's real to you, which I think I always get lost in no matter what. Even if I write about it, I still go back and like want something I can't have, like I said earlier. In terms of imagery, yeah, I don't know, just like loose and fun and bright and carefree.
I like that. And speaking of prioritizing, but maybe in more of a creative sense and more of a like songwriting sense, I just wanted to dive into your creative process a little bit and see what you prioritize in terms of writing. Do you write like lyrics first, or do you come up with a melody and then kind of fill in like the beat, or you know, whatever your process is in that sense?
I think it's always different, but a lot of times I just will write the melody and the lyrics at the same time. Like I'll just pick up my guitar. It always usually starts on guitar. And then sometimes I'll write a song in like a half hour, and I'm like that happened with Like You Do, actually. I was sitting in my room and I just picked up my guitar and wrote it, which sounds like so like effortless and like, oh, I wrote a song. But like it just happened. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then some songs it takes forever. Like Everything I've Ever Needed, it didn't take too long with the melody, but when I was writing it, it was like a few months. Like I just kind of kept going back to it. So each song is relatively different.
Cool. And so Everything I've Ever Needed is the latest single. I was wondering what's like next and what people can look forward to.
Well, I want to put together an EP. I'm working on that right now. I don't have a title for it yet, but it's coming together. So possibly a single in the spring, and then maybe early summer, an EP, which I'm really excited about. It's going to be on the same genre, like of Everything I've Ever Needed, and then mixed in with the sadness of Like You Do.
I like that mix. I love that. And if you could tour any country in the world and play a concert in any place, any city in the world, where would you go, like right now?
Oh my gosh. I don't even know. At this moment, maybe I would just like go to Australia or something. Like I just want to go somewhere completely different than here. And I'm not sure what city.
And I feel like that weather thing that you mentioned of like when it's winter, wanting that summer, I feel like Australia's like nice and warm. So
yeah, and some of my favorite artists are from there. So oh, I like,
okay.
Like Julia Jacklin, I love her so much. And like I want to go there.
Maybe you can like open a show for her, or she can like open a show for you one day.
That would be insane. I'd probably just cry the whole time.
It's just like playing and crying. Honestly, yeah, I feel that.
I'd be so nervous.
If you could tour with any musician or band, would it be her or would it be someone else?
I feel like I could learn from anyone, but Julia Jacklin would be really cool to tour with, or like Lana Del Rey, but that would be huge. And I feel like I would just die on the stage.
I went to a Lana Del Rey concert like 2-3 years ago now, and she had like this giant swing on stage, and all I could think about was, if I ever become like a musician who has like a world tour, I'm gonna have a swing like that, but I'm gonna just perform every single song on that swing. I don't know how she stopped herself from not just like swinging on stage the whole time. Like, I was like, so distracted by it, but I think that would be really fun. I think that could be.
That's so funny. Yeah, I want to swing too. I saw photos of that.
I'm jealous. I was really considering just like jumping on stage and being like, no, like continue your performance. I'm just going to be like hanging out on the
stage. Don't mind me. You should have stole the swing.
Yeah, honestly. Just at the end of the show.
Just like rip it down.
Wonderful. Okay. So an EP coming up, hopefully maybe early summer, and lots to look forward to there. And then after, you know, everything's calmed down a little bit, maybe a few shows. Do you think that you'll be performing shows kind of around Ontario, or do you think that you'll branch out to maybe Vancouver, maybe like British?
I would love to go out west and come to Vancouver. I've never actually been west, but I would love to just like go across Canada and play shows.
That would be great.
But yeah, I'd like to start in Canada.
Yeah.
And this is my first like actual interview talking to anyone. So I'm glad that you're Canadian. That's so cool.
Ooh, I feel it's like when the cat chooses you. I feel very like chosen and honored.
When the cat chooses you, this is the theme. I should have brought my cat in here, but I told you she was being crazy today.
They have their moments, but we
just having a moment.
Yeah. Well, it was really, really great chatting with you. Thank you so much for letting me like have your first interview experience. It's really exciting.
Yes, thank you so much. Favorite city. I wear the dress you really like. Tell me if the sky looks pretty through.
It was lovely getting to chat with Lenny Rayan / Emily all about her latest single, upcoming EP, and of course her cat. Up next we have just loads of music for you today. Up first we have a song called Search Party by Dino. Up next we have Indecision by John Cohen Experimental. Maybe I've snuck in a couple of my own songs onto the show today. But yeah, just loads of new music for you to listen to here on La Bonne Heure with Vali. Stay tuned. Have fun. Thanks for tuning in.
legs home.
And oh, I just thought.
tons more music coming your way. We have Paris Untitled, Adam Brian Paul, Maya, Michael Hayes, and so much more. So make sure you stay tuned and keep listening in to La Bonne Heure with Vali here on CITR 101.9 FM. Up next, we have Paris Untitled's latest single, which is actually a collaboration with Simone Ruth. It is called Ego Trip. It came out, I think, only a few days ago, or maybe last week. And then after that, we have Right Guy, which is from his EP Level Zero. And after that, we're going to veer into Adam Brian Paul territory. So stay tuned for his song Temple of the Dragon. And then I'll speak to you soon.
Give it up for the reverie. Give it up for the reverie. Are you down for a guarantee? Up for the reverie. Up for the reverie. Give it up for the reverie. Give it up for the reverie. Are you down for a guarantee? Up for the reverie. Up for the reverie. Give it up for the reverie. Give it up for the reverie. Are you down for a guarantee? Up for the reverie. Down for the reverie. Dreams are mine. These empty little thoughts of mine. These empty little thoughts of mine. Give it up for the reverie. Are you down for a guarantee? Give it up. I'm stuck up in a daydream. Nobody's right beside me.
Give it up, give it up.
I'm stuck up in a fairy tale. Thinking I might burn in hell. You gotta throw away. Give it up for yourself. For all the times I tried to be somebody else. Give it up, give it up.
Are you down for the reverie?
Let me know if you're down.
Are you down for the reverie?
Are you down? Are you down?
Give it up for the reverie. Down for the guarantee. Up with the reverie.
Wanna go vacation? Take me out the way. You wanna go vacation?
For the reverie, give it up for the reverie. Are you down for a guarantee? Up for the reverie, down for the reverie.
Dreams are mine, these empty little thoughts of mine.
These empty little thoughts.
Give it up for the reverie,
give it up.
Give it up for the reverie,
give it up.
Are you down for a guarantee? Up for the reverie, up for the reverie.
Ego says I've won before I've even start to run. The cart's before the horse, so I am always having fun. Back to the reason why I wanted to kill you. Back to the reason why it felt so different. There's always a reason why I never remember. Oh, back to the reason, pulling back like quicksand. I'm always the right guy, so I am never making love. I'm never the right lie, so I will say I am enough. I'm enough, I'm enough, I'm enough. Guy, right guy, right guy, right. Back to the reason why I wanted to kill you. Back to the reason why it felt so different. There's always a reason why I never remember. Oh, back to the reason why I. Back to the reason why I. Back to the reason why I'll always. hate you. Oh, back to the reason why I, back to the reason why I, back to the reason why I'll always hate you.
Another Adam Brian Paul song coming your way. Here is You and Me Both, followed by Current by Valley and Moon by Maya.
Sitting here waiting for your call. It was only yesterday when you said that I was strange. Sitting here waiting, I thought. Thinking back to June when we watched those old cartoons, and even though you say you want.
sees me, can anybody help me? Boy needs someone, someone to love. Can anybody hear me? The voice that's trapped inside me.
Inside my heart.
Last few songs of today's show include Cancer by Michael Hayes featuring Obi Lioja, followed by Gentle Guy by Lovely Company, and We're Just Like the Moon by Tractor Beam, also known as Struds Monroe on streaming services as well. And with that, I am going to bid you farewell and wish you a wonderful rest of your day, morning, evening, night, no matter where you're tuning in from. Thanks again for listening to La Bonne Heure here on CITR 101.9 FM with myself, Vali. See you soon. Bye.
Said I'm cooked right now. You should leave them pennies at the door right now. Usually my nanny's on the phone right now, saying you don't pay enough. I watch your issues, need a bigger cut. How it goes? Walk right in. Now mama, she just walked right in. My romance. Her friends say I'm nothing but a cancer, but really I'm the answer. Okay. You've been on my mind. I won't fake this time. Need you all the time, and that's okay. You're racing in my mind. I need her all the time, and that's alright. Yeah, truly, that's okay. You said I'm cooked right now. You should leave them panties at the door right now. Usually my nanny's on the phone right now, saying you don't pay enough. I watch your issues, need a bigger cut. How it goes? I'm zoning. Baby, I'm so zoned right now. Didn't mean to hurt you more. I can't leave you on your own right now.
Pull up at 3 a.m., I'm probably already blows. Or breathing fire from that Henny, driving steady slow. You made a copy of the key to your apartment, I ain't even ask you for it. Caught in feeling so euphoric. Sometimes I wonder what a comatose would feel like. You dreaming beautiful, but so much pain in real life. Your heart is beautiful, yeah, I just hope it heal right. Raindrops been pouring tear like I keep my hoodie on. Backwoods been packed good, I hot box when anxious. Stacks could come faster, but I got my patience. Fall in love with me, fall in love with a dream. So close you tasted, but woke up, it's faded. IG photos go poof, you deleted the proof. Yeah, loving basketball's cool, but I ain't trying to shoot hoops. Yeah, I was thinking about you, yeah. Past tense, my freestyle like passion. I wrote this to cope with the facts.
You've been on my mind. I won't fake this time. Need you all the time, and that's okay. You're racing in my mind. I need her all the time, and that's alright. If you need, that's okay.
trust some tenderness. That gentle feeling that I'm
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
A radio ham, amateur, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.